Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com or infinityhealingforwomen.com, and I do not just work with women, that's just the name of the site, and there is divinelyguidedinfinityhealing.net. And I want to remind everybody that I still do the free 20-minute discovery sessions for first-timers. Go to one of my websites. All of them have those big green schedule now buttons. And you just click on that and book your discovery session. And we will spend 20 minutes working on whatever it is you want to work on. There is no strings, no obligations. It's just 20 minutes of you focusing on changing you. And this is just the gift that I give, because guidance says people really need to start accepting that it's okay for them to work on themselves. You know, we're taught that you have to change the world, but actually to change the world, you have to change you. And Infinity Healing is a wonderful way of changing you. I love it because it's fast, it's effective, it's really goes deep. It really gets to the core of the issue. Just such a marvelous way to make changes in your life. I've used, I don't know how many different methods. My guidance is saying it's probably in the hundreds. And some of them, you know, were really good, and some of them seem to be very cumbersome. I used to do the EFT, you know, all the tapping. And frankly, I got tired of tapping. So Divine Infinity Healing is so much easier. It's just a matter of accepting the changes that are in the question that I ask you, and then taking some deep breaths. And the breaths do actually serve a purpose. The breaths are your way of opening to the change. As you are breathing in deeply, you are actually accepting that this change is happening. And as you are breathing out, you are letting go of what you need to let go of. So I'm not just telling you to take three deep breaths just because I want you to take three deep breaths. It is part of the healing process. In fact, if you just wanted to sit there for a little while afterwards and just do nothing but deep breaths, you would benefit from it because it does help with the changes that you're making in your life. So there's so much going on in the world today and so many things that are just... I go to a UU church, and it's not like a traditional church. You know, we don't have a preacher who gets up there and tells you what you're doing wrong in your life and how you're sinning and you're going straight to hell unless you do this. We don't have that kind of a setup. We actually invite speakers in who present information that is beneficial to us. And our speaker last Sunday was a Latino gentleman who works at a Latino community development center or something like that. Anyway, he was talking about how some of the people who come to that center have become so afraid since the election that they are afraid that they're going to have people come and take them away because they're illegal immigrants. And children are afraid that they're going to come home from school and their parents are going to be gone. And they're not going to know where they are or how to get them back. And so this morning in Morning with Jesus, Jesus was talking about letting go of those fears, letting go of the power that we give to situations and to our fears about situations, and accepting that we truly are the ones who are creating our lives and we have power. So that was a wonderful message this morning. I encourage people to pull it up in the archives and listen to Morning with Jesus from today. And I want to let everybody in the chat room know that I cannot get the chat room to come up on my computer. I have been trying. I tried during Morning with Jesus, and it never would come up. So if you're in the chat room and if you are asking questions in the chat room, it's not going to do you any good because I can't see it. So if you have a question, you're going to need to call 646-716-5045. And then when you get in the queue, don't forget to press the number 1 so that a little symbol comes up to let me know that you have something to say. I don't know why we're having this problem with Blog Talk, but it's what it is right now. So let's go to the caller from area code 402.
Hi, my name is Ku'u Leilani, and thank you for taking my call. My question was, I had a lymphatic biopsy done on Friday, and I was wondering if you see anything or if you feel anything around that.
Okay, hold on a second. Oh, okay, something about that got me really choked up.
Right. It was in my neck. That's kind of, and one side really was way more painful than the other.
Oh, okay. Hold on, I think I can talk again now. Wow. Okay, so let's see what they're telling me about this. Actually, I'm still getting choked up. Do you have problems speaking? Does this actually choke you up?
Well, not necessarily speaking, but I have problems in my neck, so it's around my throat. Sometimes hard time swallowing, but.
Okay. So what I'm getting is that we need to do some clearing around your neck. There's some energies there that are not yours and that are getting in the way. So are you okay with removing those energies?
Yes.
Okay. So I will ask you a question that will go on for a while, but at the end I will say, if you are willing to accept this, say yes, and that's when you get to say yes. Until then, you just sit back and you listen. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for clearing out the energies especially in your neck that are not your energy?
Yes.
I don't know whose energies they are, but they're not yours and they shouldn't be there. So this divine infinity healing is decompressing and expanding all of those energies which are not yours and making them bigger than the universe, so they are no longer sitting in your space, in your neck, creating problems for you. And this divine infinity healing is also going throughout the rest of your being and finding if there's any other energies that you've taken on from other people, situations, and circumstances that are not for your highest good. We take on so much in life, and so much of what we take on tries to run our lives. And this is releasing all of those energies that are trying to run your life, that are actually causing problems in your neck, because apparently that's where the whole issue started, with some energies that were not yours. It could be some beliefs that someone said that you accepted. It could have been a criticism of you that got lodged in your neck. It doesn't really matter what it was. It's being released and removed right now. And you are being filled with the healing light of love, with this beautiful, clearing light that is filling every cell of your being with this unconditional love and total acceptance of yourself. And if you are willing to accept these changes, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice, deep, deep breaths. How does your neck feel?
Warm. Feels warm.
Okay. And is there any pain or tension in your neck?
Yeah, on the left side, but I think that's from the biopsy itself, because I think they hit a nerve. And it's been hurting since.
Okay, let me take a look and see what I'm guided to do about that. Okay, they're showing me some energy that's there on the left side of your neck that's not yours. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be you, and I'm going to reach in with my energy fingers, and I'm going to grab that energy, pull it out, and throw it away. You may feel something and you may not. Different people have different reactions. Okay, how does your neck feel?
It feels a little bit better.
Okay. All right, let me see if there's anything else we need to do about this. Oh, and they're saying for you not to worry. Don't waste your time worrying, because worrying creates what you're worrying about. And if you create what you're worrying about, that's not really what you want. So don't worry.
Yeah. I'm working on that one.
Well, I know my throat feels clearer now, so I'm assuming that yours feels better too.
Right.
That was
really... Mine does. It does feel better,
okay.
And it did.
Wonderful.
I know that sounds weird, but it really does. You have some healing abilities, and I thank you for sharing them with me.
Well, you are welcome. Let me see if there's anything else they want you to do or let go of or to know before we end this. Okay, so part of this has to do with you and what you believe about you and how you feel about you. They really want you to open your heart to loving you, to truly loving you. And that's part of the thing with the worry, too, you know, why they're saying don't worry, because worry just creates what you're worrying about, and you don't want that, so why create it? They really want you to understand that you are a creator. You create with your thoughts, with your beliefs. And so they want you to only focus on what you actually desire. Focus on what you actually want to have in your life. And that way you create what you desire, which is so much more fun than creating what you worry about.
Right.
So they want you to really work at loving you. You might want to start a little journal where you, three times you write down twice a day, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, three wonderful things about you so that you are acknowledging your value and showing yourself that you love you. And that's an important thing for everybody to do. So that's what they're recommending for you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And just give yourself a little space today to just relax and do nothing as, you know, your throat is clearing out and healing. And drink lots of water. And that's, okay, that's all I'm getting.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You are welcome. Thank you for calling.
Aloha.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller, before I click on our next caller, I want to remind everyone in the chat room one more time, I cannot see you. I cannot read anything you type. I cannot pull up the chat room on my computer. If you are in the chat room and you have a question, you need to call in. The number is 646-716-5045. So if you're in the chat room and you have a question, please call in and don't forget to press the number 1. All right, we are going to the caller from area code 415. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Barbara, it's Jessica. Oh, I thought I was going to be waiting for a little bit. I was going to listen. Hi there.
You had perfect timing.
I guess I always do.
Yes, you do. So what's up?
Just, I think if you could just help me do some clearing of, like, I don't know. I think I'm still coming to terms with this, this who came into my life, you know who I'm talking about. Like a lot of things were revealed and I sort of go through feeling at peace and grateful that all these like bad relationship, well, not bad, just relationship patterns that no longer serve were revealed. And I was given insight of new ways of doing things. And then I go to like the other side of like just feeling, I guess, sad. Maybe it's like in mourning of like the old way I used to do things or whatever. And I guess just still kind of a little bit sad about the guy too. I just feel like I can't put out any energy towards him anymore at all. And I don't know, it's just kind of weird. And then it sort of links into career that I feel like if I was doing something and I feel like I should be focusing on my career, I want to, but things are still developing there. And I feel like if I was doing something that was like really lighting me up, I feel like I would be able to transition out of this stuff much faster. But then again, I understand that, you know, everything at perfect timing. So obviously I'm supposed to be going through this. So there is nothing wrong, but I'm still just seeing, I don't know, I just want to come to more peace with everything. I think I'm just, it's processing so much stuff, like all of March having to do with this relationship.
And apparently you are not letting it go. That's what I'm hearing. She's not letting go. So let's see how they want to encourage you to let go.
You know what it is? You know what it is about the letting go? Because I play around with that so much, and I feel like there's different stages of letting go. It's the thought that goes on in my mind, and I think this is what keeps me stuck, is that okay, all these things were revealed. I'm given new ways of how to deal with it. And that means it's sort of like, well, shouldn't I get a reward then? Like, doesn't that mean that maybe it works out with this guy, that everything magically transforms? Or, and it's like, well, I know I'm going to get a quote prize either way, because I know I'm going to have like a healthy relationship, but there's this past life thing with this guy. And I know I must have had several past lives with him, that it's just, that keeps me sort of attached. That seems to always kind of keep me attached. And I mean, I haven't seen this in my vision. I don't know if you're able to, but someone had mentioned that I've had two people, I think, say this to me, that they saw with a past life, that in past lives, we were always like in conflict with one another. And then in this lifetime, we have to learn on how to get along with one another. And that stuff sort of sticks in your head, because it's like, we're not really getting along now. We're not really talking. And there was also, you know, comments about like how we were going to be friends and then it would turn into something. And it's just, this stuff like daunts you. So I don't know, being a victim to karma or something. I have no idea what it is.
Okay. And all of that is still about letting go. All right. So I'm just going to start and go wherever they feel that we need to go. So here we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we do like a divine infinity healing for letting go, for really letting go, for letting go of the need to analyze what you're letting go of, to let go of the need to decide that karma has destined that you must do this or that because someone told you so. And you must always do what everybody tells you, because everybody knows that if they tell you, you have to do it. And letting go of the need to be right, letting go of the need to be so detail-oriented as far as what you're letting go of, letting go of the need to set up conflicts within yourself about letting go, and just accepting that letting go is easy. It is the easiest thing in the world. And you can just use some little method to remind yourself to let go. Like every time you start having those thoughts about something that you're supposed to be letting go of, make a fist and then open it to let yourself know that you are letting go. Letting go is an important part of your growth. It's not something you need to analyze. It's not something you even need to understand. It's just something you do. And when you let go, you don't pull it back. You don't change your mind the next day and think, well, no, I really need to think this over again. That's not letting go. That's taking it back. And whenever you take it back, of course, it comes back, because it's more than happy to come and really just make your life miserable. It's your choice whether you want to be miserable or you want to be free. So this divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you and finding all of those reasons that you don't let go. And they are being expanded and made a trillion times bigger than the universe, so they are no longer in your space, in your mind, in your life. And they'll only come back if you grab them and pull them back. This is an important step in your evolution, in your growth. An important step in your creating a life that you love, with relationships that you absolutely enjoy, and that you don't need to worry about, and you don't need to figure out, and you don't need to analyze. And you don't look at the karmic connections. And you don't wonder whether or not this person who said that you have to do this before you can move forward in your life was right or not. Because it's up to you what you do and what you don't do. Not anybody else. And so it's letting go of all of the energy of all of the people who said all of those things. Because that is not you. It is not yours. And you do not have to keep it. So if you are ready now to truly let go and allow yourself to be filled with the light of unconditional love, then say yes.
Oh, God, I don't know if I am ready to let go. I just, I guess that's the truth. I like him, and I, even though I know there's, like, so many things wrong with him, like, and so many reasons why he's not good for me, even as a friend, I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. It's like this attachment to being, I don't know. Do I not want to be happy? Do I not want to be free? I go through these things. I mean, I'll say yes, but it's just, I don't know. I don't know if I just, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know.
Okay,
I guess
so
I don't know what another life would be like. I don't know what, like, it's totally in the unknown. Like, I don't know what my life, like, this is who I've been for years and years, like, my whole life, tormented and upset about relationships and unfulfilled and not really receiving anything in relationships. And it's like, you know, I was thinking the other day, you want all these things in a guy. Do you, can you believe, can you even like put it out to spirit to like, hey, surprise me? Like, I don't even know what that guy would look like, feel like. I don't even know if that's, I don't know. Is it possible? Do I think that it's possible to have a guy that is actually fantastic, to actually be really happy in a relationship? And I, for someone who has such a vivid imagination, I don't even think I could imagine that. I don't have any idea what that would be like, because I've never experienced any type of relationship that I have been, like, feeling good about, ever.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do a little bit more clearing. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of who you believe you are? Wow, you know where that one came from. Letting go of all of the beliefs that you have that put the limitations on your life, on what you experience, on what you allow, on what you can receive, on who you can have in your life. All of those beliefs that say you have to suffer, you have to struggle, you have to be miserable, you have to go through these really, 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 truly crappy relationships, because this is what you are supposed to do. Letting go of all of those beliefs from all of your lifetime and all of your lifetimes where you have decided that you don't deserve anything better, that you have to suffer, that suffering makes you a better person. And suffering gives you the opportunity to become a martyr. And you want to be a martyr because then when you die, people look up to you and say, oh, poor thing, she suffered, she struggled so much, she was such a miserable person, we have to actually love her for being miserable, which makes no sense whatsoever. But hey, if it works for you, and apparently there is some part of you that believes that that does work for you, it's time to let it go. It's time to let go of the misery. It's time to let go of the negativity. It's time to stop looking for reasons why you can't, have a relationship, why you can't be prosperous, why you can't be successful, why people can't see the good in you, why you can't see the good in you. Time to let go of all of that, because all of that is just garbage. It's just stories that you have created, and it is not true. Time for you to let go. Time for you to let go of all of those beliefs that bring you down, that make you feel bad, that ruin your life. It's time to let go. And there is a host of angels who are working with you right now in this moment, and they are moving throughout you with this beautiful infinity healing energy. And they are finding all of those energies, all of those beliefs, and they are taking it away because that is not you. And even though you don't know who you are, you know who you are. You may not know in your mind, which is absolutely fine, but you know in your heart. And it's time for you to trust your heart, to stop thinking, and to start trusting. And so all of this old garbage is being cleared out of your mind, being taken away, because you don't need it. It is not you. It is not true. And you are not required to keep it. And you are being filled with the light of love. And if you are willing to accept the change in your life, in every part of your identity, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
It feels exactly what I'm going through. It feels right.
How does your head feel?
I don't know. I think I have like a very like slight headache.
Okay.
It's just a heaviness. It's like I think it's been for like months of trying to release, or like in layers releasing this old identity. And it's, I'm sorry to say the word, but it has been a struggle to like just, I mean, it's a given. Like, this has been your identity for many years and many lifetimes. And it's like, okay, well, now we don't need it anymore. And, it's the trying and trying and trying to just release it. And it's been painful. Like,
okay, let's do a little bit more.
Like, you don't even know what side, you don't know what side is up. Like, you don't, like, it's like, you don't even know what you don't know. Like, you don't know what to do, what direction to take, what's right or what's wrong, you know? Like, this guy came into my life and I thought, like, this was a different guy. I thought I was doing things different with him. I was, you know, I had my heart open. Like, I thought that these things were right. And it was like, I got this, like, whammy of this realization of, like, everything I went through with my last relationship years ago that I thought I had settled and buried. And it was like, oh, my God. Like, it just was like a boulder. And it was like, Jesus. And I feel like I was doing so good. I mean, I still am doing so good, but it's just, I didn't think I was going to go back to this, like, sadness again. And I know it's, like, cycles, but it was just, everything was going good. Clearing up. Lighter. Happier. I got, like, blindsided. That's what it was. That's a terrible word.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a little bit more clearing. So would you like a divine infinity healing for clearing out the part of you that believes that you're supposed to you're supposed to understand. You're supposed to understand everything. You have to understand. Understanding is required. And that you have to think about it in order to understand it. And that means that you have to pull it back in and look at it over and over and relive it time after time. and that's what you have to do in order to understand. You don't have to understand. There's nothing to understand. This divine infinity healing is releasing all of the restraints that you have in your head about yourself, about your relationships, about your life. It's releasing the restraints that you've placed on you about who you are and who you are allowed to be and what you are allowed to experience. It's releasing all of the judgments that you formed about yourself, about your relationships, and about your life. It's releasing all of those stories that you have created about you. All of those stories that have you having a horrible time. All of those stories that have you suffering. All of those stories that have you experiencing rejection. All of those stories that have you choosing the wrong mate. All of those stories that you created, and therefore you have the power to let go of. All of that is being released. Your head is being cleared out from all of that clutter, all of that restraint, all of those limitations. It's all just being taken away. You don't need to think about it. There's nothing to think about. You're letting it go. If you need to make a fist and then open it, let yourself know that you're letting go, then do that. Everything from the past is over. It is done. And you do not need to live there anymore. And so the floodgates of all of that stuff open. It's all being made. Just let it go. Nothing for you to do. Nothing for you to think. Let it go. Anything that's coming up, just let it go. Don't think about it. Just let it go. See it like clouds in the sky. Just let it drift by. You are letting go. You are letting go. You are letting go. All of that energy that is not yours, that tries to run your life, you are letting it go. The angels are taking it away. It's not yours. You do not need to keep it. Just let it go. Deep breath. Let it go. Deep breath. Deep breath. You are also letting go of any need to punish yourself. You haven't done anything wrong. There is no need for punishment. No need for punishment. You are ready to just keep all of this gone, ready to move forward with your life, ready to experience joy and love and all of the beautiful things in life. You are ready for this change, ready to accept this change, ready to live this change, and say yes.
Yes.
Nice deep breath. How does that feel?
I think I feel fine. I just want to go, like, to the park and sit under a tree and just, like,
okay.
I don't know. I just want to run away from it all. Just...
You're not running away. You're letting go. There's nothing to run away from. It does not have any power over you. You are accepting that you have the power, and you are letting it go. But you're not running away. You're just moving forward with your own life.
Right.
I keep trying to. I want to for good. I keep getting better with like focusing my mind, and then it's like holds me back, the old habits or whatever, and it's like, no, let's just let it go for good. Let's just keep going. You know, I want that life. I want that life that I've been seeing for years. I want it. It's right here. I know it. Just want to keep moving into it.
Well, just ask yourself with everything you do, am I stepping towards what I desire? And if the answer is no, then stop doing what you're doing. Stop thinking what you're thinking. You don't need to figure anything out. You just stop. That's it. And you let it go.
Okay.
It's not complicated. In fact, it's extremely simple.
Okay. Thank you. I'll do that.
Okay.
I'm good. Thank you. Enough of this.
You are well. It's part of the joys of letting go. Everybody goes through it, so no big deal.
Yes. Okay, no big deal. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
I'm done.
Okay. Go to the
park. All right, good.
Sit under your tree.
Going to the park right now. Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye. Letting go can be the most complicated and the simplest thing in the world. It's only complicated because we think about it, because we analyze it, because we want to figure it out, because we believe we're supposed to dissect it. But we're not. When you let go, you let go. That's it. You just let go. You can look at it like finishing a book. When you finish the book, you close it. That's it. There's nothing more that you need to do. You know, you might want to put it on a bookshelf so it's not in the way. But there's really nothing else that you need to do. Once you've done it, it's done. And you go on with your life. You move to whatever is next. You start creating what you truly desire. The same when you are letting go. So if you want to see it as a book that you've closed and put on the bookshelf or donated to charity or thrown in the trash, it's your book. You can do whatever you want to with it. Then see it that way, if it makes it easier for you to let go. Figure out what works for you and do that. The important thing is that you let go. That's it. That's all you're doing. You're letting go. Because as you let go, as you clear this stuff out of your life, you actually make room for the new stuff to come in. You make room for the beauty and the love and the joy and the prosperity and the success and all of the things that you desire. So letting go is kind of like clearing out your house. You're making room for what you truly desire. And sometimes that brings up a bunch of stuff from the past, which is fine. But it's like the book. You've closed it. Let it go. Don't think about it. Don't analyze it. Just let it go. I remember when I was a kid, and every now and then I would tell my mom, you know, that we need new furniture, we need to redecorate. And she would sometimes resist it, even though the old stuff was old and sagging, and, you know, it looked like furniture that had been well used by an entire family, and it was ready for it to go. And she would sometimes have difficulty with letting it go, because she would see the memories attached to it. She would see the good times. You can still have the memories. You can still remember those good times, but you don't need to keep what you're letting go of. It's like having a memento that just gathers dust. If you really want to remember it, you know, clean it up, set it out, take a picture of it, and then give it away. You get to keep the picture. you get to keep the image. You get to keep whatever memories are attached to it if you want to. But you don't need to keep the thing. We keep so many things that really don't serve us. So it's important to let go. It's important to let go. It's important to let go. And remember, letting go is simple. Don't complicate it. It's simple. And even if you feel like it puts you on shaky ground, like you suddenly don't know who you are anymore, stand on that shaky ground. Let yourself adjust to this new way of being. You don't have to understand in order to be. And the more you allow yourself to be, the more you're actually going to understand. A lot of times, it's not the understanding that comes first. It's the acceptance, the being that comes first. And you move from that into understanding. There are a lot of things in life that we've been taught the backwards way of doing it. And letting go, I think, is one of those things. But it's simple. All you do is let it go. That's it. All you do is let it go. And you just breathe. And with every out breath, you let it go. And with every in breath, you take in love. The unconditional love of the Creator. The unconditional love that you should have for you. Opening up more and more to that love takes you into that being who is at peace with who they are. And eventually someday you may understand and you may not, but it doesn't matter because you're just at peace. And what's wrong with being at peace? What's wrong with being happy? What's wrong with being loved? What's wrong with having joy and prosperity? And if you can think of anything wrong with those things, that's stuff you need to let go of, because there's nothing wrong with you having a wonderful life. And you deserve it. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've experienced, no matter how many bad things you might have said or done, you deserve a wonderful life. And it's time to accept that. So if you are willing to accept that, just say yes. Yes, in your own heart. Take a few nice deep breaths. And let that joy fill you. Allow that peace to be in you now. So it's something you have to wait on. It's not divine timing. It says you can have the joy and peace one day. You can have it right now. The Creator wants you to have it right now. There is no delay. There is no justification. It's there now. Accept it. Allow it right now. And just breathe. And let everything else drift away. And just breathe. And let that peace fill every cell of your body. And just breathe. And be at one with the Creator. That is the truth of who you are. And it's okay for you to live it. It's okay for you to live it right now. It's okay for you to live it right now. Doesn't that feel so much better? So much truer who you are. And now that you've reached this beautiful state of peace, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I will be back on Friday, at least I believe I will. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, you deserve love, life, prosperity, joy, all of the beautiful things in life. You deserve it now.